Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and this is our North Shore football preview show for Thursday. We have two games on the schedule tonight here on the North Shore. Bishop Feehan at Bishop Fenwick. That kickoff is at 6 this evening, and Kipp Academy is playing at Whittier. That game is at 5:30 this afternoon. First, let's go to the Fenwick game. Fenwick coach Dave Woods on their 34-6 win last week against Archbishop Williams after previously suffering their first loss of the year.
So it was a great bounce back for our guys. You know, we didn't play our best down at Spelman the week before. And so we really focused on getting back to basics and really just playing good football. And kids had a great week of practice. And we bounced back and we played great. It was very rewarding to see the guys bounce back and play the way they did.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at the Salem News on Monday here and the recap on the game. Now, they pull out Luke Connolly, 146 yards of rushing, but I'm guessing that he was even more impactful on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they have a big tight end. Plays in the slot, and they split him out, and he's real good player. I know it's the AD's son over there, and he was talking about him possibly playing tight end at Townsend in college. So he's a great player, and we put Luke on him, and he didn't have one catch the whole game, which was, we kind of took Luke out of the running game. He wasn't going to give us a lot of run support, but he took the number one receiver out of the game, and that was definitely the difference.
In our extended clips, Coach Woods on tonight's opponent, Feehan.
This is a big week. Bishop Feehan, they're a very strong team. They're undefeated in the league still. Their only loss was to a real good North Attleboro team, so we'll get a big challenge ahead of us. I want to say, in the last two films that we have, they have 12 interceptions in their last two games, and they've returned 7 for touchdowns. So they have 7 pick sixes in the last two games, which has got to be some kind of a league record. I don't ever remember hearing anything like that.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, I wasn't going to wrap this up this early, but so this would be a good week to get on Braden Clifford a little bit, it sounds like to me, huh? Oh, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to take care of the ball this week, Braden. Let's go.
So tell me about what do they offer? I mean, size, what else does this team present to you guys?
So they really don't have any weakness at all. Their quarterback is outstanding. He puts the ball right on the money. All 4 of their receivers can catch the ball, and they run great routes. They're all very athletic, and then their line is big and physical and again athletic, so they don't have one weakness anywhere. So we're gonna, it's definitely a challenge. We're gonna have to play a great game, and hopefully we can be hanging around at the end and see if we can steal one.
Bishop Fenwick coach Dave Woods, again, kickoff tonight at 6 in Peabody, Feehan at Fenwick, and we'll have a complete post-game report on that game later tonight on our website. Now at 5:30 this afternoon, Kipp is playing at Whittier. Both teams are 5-1. Kipp has won 5 straight. They're just 2 points away from being unbeaten on the season. This is Kipp coach Jim Rabbit.
Yeah, we really have. We've played some real tough competition. The CAC is really tough this year, and Whittier Tech this week is no different. So our guys have battled the last 5 weeks. We played some real good football teams and some real close games. So we're battle-tested now. We're looking just to keep peaking at the right time.
Now, you mentioned Whittier and that game Thursday night there. Tell me about that place to play in. Is it a tough environment to play in?
Oh, it's a very tough environment. They have that Jumbotron with a speaker right behind you. And, the gamesmanship up there, they hit that volume blasting on that big screen right behind you and timeouts, and, it's hard to get plays in. So anytime we go up to Kevin Bradley country, it's a difficult environment. But our guys are up for the task. We've played in hostile environments before, and we'll be fine again this week.
I've heard coaches replicating that by putting speakers at their practices, but I don't see that today, Coach. You don't have the speakers on here at Frazier.
And no speakers at Frazier. Once we get into Manning, we'll be able, for the playoffs, we'll be able to get the speakers on and get going. But no speakers over here.
If you look at the game and preview it, how are your teams similar? Where are the battles going to be? What are the keys here to shake down here?
Yeah, they're a big and tough team. They're a double tight team. They want to control the clock and ram it down your throat, slow the pace down of the game. We're the complete opposite. We want to run, go no huddle, and go as fast as we can and tire you out. So it's really the battle of polar opposites this week. But the only thing we have in common is we're both 5-1, both undefeated in the league, and 2 really good teams. So it'll be interesting to see that dichotomy.
Yeah, those guys are coming off the Manchester Essex win last week.
Oh, huge win for them too. Manchester's always tough, and we have them next week. So we don't, it isn't getting easier for us either.
Kip played in a Super Bowl a year ago. How is this year's team different from last year's team?
And now these juniors, now seniors, have come into their own with just, again, it's a more quiet bunch, but they're definitely a high-working, focused group. And that's what you need. You know, you want to make a deep run, you have to be focused. And you lose focus for a second, you lose playoff seedings, you lose league championships, and you lose playoff games. So my guys have done a good job throughout all the adversity of staying focused.
Let me ask you that. Here's my last question, Coach. You're to be in a championship game, you've really got to have a good defense and solid. So maybe highlight a couple of defensive players that are making it happen for you guys so far.
Yeah, sophomore D lineman Joseph Beto, he's a monster. He's like 6'3", 275 over there. He really came into his own. He's been stalwart in the D line with Denzel Gomez, a captain junior, D end, and Mikey Stackpole, linebacker. Junior stepped up this year as a sophomore last year, played a little bit for us, but this year just is really killing it in the middle. Those guys, along with our leaders, have just really stepped up defensively.
Kip Academy football coach Jim Rabbit. We have a complete post up on Kip previewing this game tonight from yesterday's practice featuring their three senior captains. This is MSONewsSports.com. We continue, and Rick Moore joins us here from MSO News Sports to discuss some of the other football games happening this weekend, beginning with the Friday night games. And Rick, let's begin with this one. You got undefeated Peabody playing host to Gloucester, and you've talked to both of the two head football coaches in that game, Gloucester and Peabody. What's your take on this game? Clearly, I mean, if you look at it, you say, Peabody's going to coast to a big victory here Friday.
Well, I think they're definitely the favorites. You know, it's funny because Coach Betancourt has been talking about getting his offense up to speed, and they're averaging 32 points a game without that. So their defense has led the way. You know, Peabody is strong. They've played a tough schedule. And I don't want to say, I hate to jinx anything, but they're healthy. They're relatively healthy. And they're learning the new quarterback and stuff. They're solid, Bill. And, you know, they're led by Eli Batista, Alex Silva. Those guys are familiar names. And at home, I don't know, man. They've scored 186 points and allowed only 56. So it's a tough one for Gloucester. Now, Gloucester, on the other hand, was playing recently with a number of significant starters out. They're back, and they were significant in last week's game against Saugus. But a couple of guys are out of position, even though they played very well. The other thing is Gloucester's line is getting better, tougher, stronger. And you know what, Bill, of all the points that Gloucester has given up, let me see, they've given up 105, but 75 of those points were in two games during that two-game losing streak. So, you know, they got a chance, but I would think Peabody is certainly a heavy favorite.
And when you look at programs, you want to see them improve from week to week, improve in different areas of the game. And case in point, I guess the Salem football team and the Salem High seniors that they have right now, playing now for 3 years. They had that huge win last week against Classical. Friday night, they're at Winthrop, and that's a tough Winthrop team. I've seen Winthrop now three times, Rick, this year, and each time, you know, I'm impressed with them. They're very tough defensively. And speaking of defensively, I thought they handled Peabody pretty well last week. Now, they gave up, 25 points, but that wasn't too bad. I think it was 25. But it was their defense, and that's a good, great Peabody offense, too. So, anyways, it'll be a tough test for Salem tonight, or rather Friday night, when they play down at Winthrop. Rick, we also have a post up on the Danvers football team. Got a chance to talk with five outstanding captains from Danvers, really nice kids, and they're home Friday night to play Masco. And another game I know that you've talked to the Linfield coach, Pat LaMusta, they're hosting North Attleboro, and, of course, they're coming off a huge win against Amesbury last week.
Yeah, and they're rolling. I mean, they got a lot of seniors. They're playing well, all three phases, as they say, of the game. And it's interesting this year, Bill, how the special teams have just dominated on the teams up at the top. They're just playing so well, kicking game and points after, kicking into the end zone on kickoffs. It's pretty amazing. But Linfield is one of those teams. They've scored 221 points, allowed only 53. And they've played a tough schedule, and a huge win over Amesbury, 24-14. And now they will be hosting North Attleboro. Linfield is at 6-0, atop the Cal, and I don't know anything about North Attleboro except they played Bishop Thien and beat them, and Thien's supposed to be, they're usually pretty tough, and they beat Leominster. So for whatever that means, it'll be a big game for Linfield to test non-league play for them.
Yeah, and in this segment, when you and I are talking here right now, we're not trying to cover all of the football games here. We're just kind of handpicking a few of them. Anything else? I know Newburyport, Rick, they're playing host to Triton, kind of a regional rival there for them this weekend as well on Friday night. But any other game you want to touch on at all?
No, I think that's it. You know, I think they're all. It's funny, this time of year, the regular season has one more game besides Thanksgiving. I mean, after Friday's games, there's just one game left in the league play and in regular season play, except for Thanksgiving, and it just goes so fast. Newburyport, yeah, they're playing very well, 6-1. They're right behind Linfield, and of course Amesbury always playing up there tough. So it's fun, but this is sort of almost like championship weekend.
Yeah, you're right. And, as you noted, and there are some interesting games next weekend, but let's not go there now, but in the last weekend of the so-called regular season. But, Rick, we'll talk again soon. I think very soon, as a matter of fact.
I'm sure of it. Thanks, Bill.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.